Okay. All right. So, first of all, congratulations on doing a spectacular job.
Thank you so much.
We actually had the most intense scene in the play by far. Together. I wanted the interrogation room trio. So, how did the three of you respectively prepare for your role? And before we begin, how are you feeling?
I feel good. I mean, like, it's nice to finally have a show on its feet and stuff like that. So you're discovering new things with new audiences.
Uh-huh.
You find different things that work, find different things that don't work. But it's always new, you know what I mean?
Definitely. This show is such an ensemble piece that we've been working together for about 2.5 months now, and it's finally to the point where it's just fun. It's just fun to be on there, on that stage with a bunch of guys that you love, that are your friends, and we're just having a really good time.
I couldn't agree more. Like you said, the third act is a shock. So what's great is to see different audiences start to laugh by the middle, you know, the beginning of the first act, and then kind of have that shock at the end of the second, and then have it all kind of closing in. So you can hear a pin drop in the third act.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
No lamp coming by.
You hear that?
So. Yes, precisely. How did you prepare for your role? Whoever wants to go first, and then, yeah, sure, we'll go clockwise.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, knowing that I was playing a baseball star, one thing I wanted to do was kind of sort of go to the gym a little bit more, get sort of physical look going. But mentally, in reading the play, I mean, like, he's got such a specific journey. Like, I mean, he says it in the script. He says, I'm not who I was when the season started.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I really wanted to hone in on that. And that's what draws me to characters in certain plays anyway. I love their journey. I love their arc. I love to see them change and how they deal with the changes going through them. So, you know, I just kind of honed in on that and honed in on those specific sort of moments where something really sort of keys in and changes his view on the way he sees things. So, that's pretty much it.
The cool thing about Kippy is that he's such, the cool thing about the play itself is that the characters are very defined in their certain roles. There are certain words that are described, each character is described a certain way, so you kind of know stepping into it what the shell is of your character. But you have so much room to just kind of play with that and to really just grow and turn it into something even more than what's on the page. So I think specifically for me, I always kind of viewed the character as, we talked about him being the captain of the team, which is never actually said in the play, but he's very much that. He's got three kids. He's kind of the father figure to these guys, but he's still kind of a star in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's very much the moderator of everything. He makes sure that Darren's happy and that, you know, our star player is psyched and pumped, ready to go. He makes sure that the youngest player on the team is feels, you know, welcome as well. So it was just a lot of just kind of figuring out, stepping into those shoes and figuring out what would this kind of all-encompassing, all-American ball player be like, mm-hmm. and then trying to fill that role. So it was a blast.
Thank you.
He was more intense, though.
I mean, there was like a character aspect and then like a physical aspect of, like, you know, feeling like a baseball player. So I guess character-wise, it was definitely the most challenging role I've ever had, and I realized really early on that he came from such a limited background. There were just certain things that he just wouldn't be capable of doing. So I had to work really hard to limit myself as an actor to not give too much, because then it would suggest that if we kept talking about how he didn't have any intentions early on, and it was just how truly simple he was. So that was really hard for me to, like, sort of trim back and pull back and pull back and pull back, yet still discover while doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that took a long time. And I just started researching the types of people who came from that particular background. I researched like feral children, the kids that are raised almost in the wild and abandoned, mm-hmm. and how they grow up, and certain like physical attributes they have. And in the script, in the first act, he never says more than a few words at a time, so everything had to be physical. So that took a long time to work on. And then while being in the baseball parts, like the actual games, just making it seem as realistic as possible that these are actually real ball players, because, like, we're pretty average physically looking guys, so, but we had to get across that we were We are strikingly handsome. I'm not talking about how handsome we are. I'm talking about, like, we don't look like, you know, like Alex Rodriguez.
True.
And so that was the task to just, you know, get that across so that the audience would believe these guys actually are professional ball players.
Which brings me to my next question. Was it difficult to prepare for the nudity?
You know, honestly,
you don't see that very much on stage.
Yeah.
Were there any barriers that you, personal barriers that you had to cross?
Not for me. We disrobed very early in the process to kind of get it out of the way.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, we've talked about it backstage now. We're just so comfortable with it that I just feel like I could walk around naked anywhere.
Exactly.
It's you have to get over any any reservations you have about it for yourself or the audience. You are performing a role, but you're very exposed. And so it's getting past that mental block of what's actually happening and realizing that it's not only propelling the story, but it's imperative that you see metaphorically these guys are completely stripped down.
Mm-hmm.
And getting past that and making light of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Embracing
it. We laugh about it
all the time. And embracing it, you know, is a good thing, too. I mean, because we're naked, and not only that, but we're having, like, scenes with each other. We're talking to each other.
Yeah.
The shower scene with me and Shane is actually very intense. So, I mean, you know, you got to accept the fact that you are nude and just kind of sort of find a way to embrace it. And,
I thought a way to embrace it really easily was if you had nerves about it. Like, my one scene naked, I don't look at him and I've got my back to him and I'm scared to look at him. I mean, what would be a better preparation about getting naked on stage than what my motivations were in the scene? So it was really easy to, if I was uncomfortable, to just take my real emotional life and put it into the scene. And then, I just thought that was the best way to translate, you know, just take your real life and put it in, and then he is awkward in the shower, you know, so like...
But if you come here early enough, you will see us doing crunches and push-ups on the floor.
Yeah, this show's
and he's calling it completely different to you guys now, right?
Exactly. You welcome them with open arms. We'll be here tomorrow, actually.
I think you guys did a remarkable job.
Thank you so much.
Your character was incredibly charismatic, and your characters were very flawed, but there was still something so sympathetic about them. And that's what I liked the most about it, the fact that you're able to convey these tremendous character flaws, but still have the audience really care about your well-being.
It's funny because, I mean, Shane...
You did a great job being charismatic, though.
Oh, thank you. That was the point.
Shane and Darren are very sort of connected in a way because they're just so... naive, you know what I mean? Naive in their own right. I mean, Darren is—he thinks that nothing can touch him. He's been walking around his whole life thinking that, you know, I'm the greatest ever, and yeah, he's God. That's what he thinks, and he's naive in knowing that, you know, he's never known suffering. He's never known how to fail. You know what I mean? So when that finally happens to him throughout the play, it's something that he doesn't know how to take. You know, he's like, what's going on? It's like his whole world has been shocked. And then by the end of the play, he's like, okay, where do I go from here? You know, it's just that the fact that he's so naive is his one true flaw.
What did you feel about his growing relationship with Nathan?
I liked it. I mean, I think it's light at the end of the tunnel for Darren. You know what I mean? At the end of the, yeah, exactly. He's very much like he's finding ways to open up to someone. You know what I mean? Open up to someone in a very personal way. And he thought that he had that with Davey, and obviously it didn't turn out the way he thought. So Mason is like a second chance. He's like, all right, you know, I don't have anything anymore. I'm not this godlike character, but I've got a friend. You know what I mean? Maybe this is a new life for me. Maybe I can try to be a little bit more humane.
So do you think Mason's almost a foil for his journey?
A little bit. I mean, I don't know. Like, I just feel like Mason is more of the... more or less, yeah, the happy ending. Because, I mean, this play is tragic, you know what I mean? It's a tragedy.
Absolutely.
And you can't make it too tragic. You got to give some sort of light, you know what I mean? Make it seem like there's some sort of hope. And Mason embodies that hope. He, as everyone is going downward and, like, in the downward sort of...
He's blooming.
Hell, yeah, he's blooming, you know what I mean? He just continues to grow and grow and fall in love with baseball. So.
Yeah. And what better way, like, he falls in love and then he gets married. That's what the author's trying to say.
Exactly.
You know, just to quickly go back to what you said about Darren,
I think Shane and Darren are like two sides of the same coin. Like, he starts at the top and goes crashing back down to earth, and in the end finds salvation. Shane starts at the bottom, goes all the way to the top, and then gets everything taken away. So I feel like, I mean, that's why Fabio put us on pedestals, to show that we are kind of like two sides of the same coin.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm everything that you're not, and you're everything that I'm not, and then you kind of pass in the middle somehow a little bit.
And our connection to baseball is also very important.
Yeah.
Shane, that's his only means of sort of communication to me. I mean, like, baseball is all he has. If he doesn't have baseball, he's just this walking, you know, man who just doesn't know anything. And Darren's the same way. Darren's like, baseball is all he knows. Baseball is the reason why he's this way. So when you take baseball away from them, it's like, you know, what are we left with?
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming.
Hi.
Very, very, very.
They're good actors.
And so are you.
Well, thank you.
So, on that note, is there anything else anyone would like to say? We'll go down the list.
This is one of my favorite shows. I think it probably is my favorite play. I love it. I love to do it. I love working with these guys. I mean, I think we've bonded. You know, not just these two, but the whole cast in general. Uh-huh. And can't wait for next weekend and, you know, bang out three more performances, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely, it's like no other show I've ever done. I've never worked harder in my life. I've been acting since I was three. And I kid you not. And believe it or not, 14 months, actually. Performing, we'll say. But it's so rewarding. It's just such a rewarding experience to share the stage with these guys every night, and just to do this wonderful work for such responsive audiences who really follow the journey and see that, you know, go from here up to down to left to right to perfection to absolute flaws to everything. Just to, and I don't know. It's just, it's such a fulfilling experience. I'd leave the stage every night, you know, just sighing relief that we did it, we accomplished it in such a short period of time too. So I'm really proud of this show. I'm really proud of all these guys, and couldn't imagine a better cast.
Can't really top that,
right?
Yeah, I mean,
it's two when you started, right?
It's been said. It's been said. All I know is that after the first night, when I went home and I went to bed, I hadn't been that satisfied and happy in a long time. And like him, I've been acting since I was a little kid too, and there's been, you know, great times. I think it's just because the play itself is so fulfilling, and to have an audience on all sides of you, and it's, you know, time gets to stop, and so that's why it's so wonderful. And I love these guys.
Wait for that. You can't like record a group hug.
No, I can emote one, I suppose. Yeah, I can emote one, I suppose. They
right. And the boy
on hugs. Did you get the roles you expected to get? Are these the roles you auditioned for?
Yes.
I
read for Shane at the callback, but I auditioned for Toddy initially. But at the callback, I'm like the entire night of callbacks, I read for Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Right away. But yeah, no, I wanted to be Toddy.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then I saw Mike, and I was like, that's Cass.
As soon as I saw you, I was like, that's Shane.
That's what I thought.
You know what I mean? And I read for Darren and Davey as well. I read for both of them, but I read a lot for Darren. And this was like, I read almost, I think I read with you, I read with Greg, I read with the cast, basically. And I was like, everybody that I saw that I'm working with now, I'm like, yeah, that's who I would pick too. So.
Yeah.
I auditioned with the Kippy monologue, and then I claimed callbacks for Kippy, and I really fought for that role. I wanted it so bad. And I read with this guy, and then it was like, it was magic.
Yeah, it was magic.
Seriously, though.
It really was. No, I swear. I kid you not. I was like, yeah.
It's like, I like this. This could work. This could work.
Exactly.
It's a good show. So, yeah. Definitely.
Next show. What's your next show?
Well,
it's good for you, actually.
Yeah.
Are you doing a show too?
Plug. Go.
Go ahead, plug it in.
Okay, I'm doing Kenneth Branagh's Midwinter's Tale with a production company called Point of View Productions. I've never worked on it before. And I'm going to do, this is like the world premiere, this script that just got like bought and all this stuff in LA. It's this big buzz. It's the Big Lebowski, but it was written by this screenwriter who made it into like a Shakespeare style thing. So it's called The Two Gentlemen of Lebowski.
Really?
And apparently it's sold out already for the first three weekends, and it doesn't open until the end of March.
Where?
It's going to be at the Crane Theater on East 4th.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Okay. And he's going to get in it, and he's going to get in it.
You're going to make sure.
We're plugging away.
I'm actually doing a show. I'm part of the Frigid Festival.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing Don Nigro's The Green Man.
Mm-hmm.
I was just casting that about last week, and we had our first ever read through. And you know, I just read the play, and I'm reading actually the book that it's based off of, Sir Gawain and the Green Knight.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for that. I think that's also going to be at the Crane Theater.
Really?
Yeah, but it's early. It's late February, early March. We only have maybe like 3 or 6 performances because it's like a sort of fringe-like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm excited for that. Yeah, definitely.
Cool, dude.
I'm entertaining a few options. I'm actually, I know it's ridiculous. It's, that's not even... a joke. I'm going to the studio. I'm actually a singer, so next week I'm going into the studio to record a cast recording for a new show and do some other cool stuff. But we're weighing options to see what the next project. It'll be amazing.
Which
and
show?
Hope you can come.
Which show are you recording?
You don't even know the name of it.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Okay. I know. I'll get back to you on
that,
actually.
I will strike that from the record, I promise.
Okay, thank you. It's amazing, though. Let me just tell you.
All right.
Actually, I'll be having
it's a mysterious
music,
show.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right. So thank you. So is there anything else anyone wants to say at all?
Thank you, Olga. Thank you, Olga. When is it going out?
Thank you, Olga.
Within a few days. I will... Yes. I'll